It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cal basketball with boys head coach Brian Neeson. The Bulldogs defeat AGWSR 52-39 here on the road tonight. And you guys get your first win of the season. Nice second half to pull away behind 26 from Brady Haro. What did you think about your performance tonight to ultimately get this first win?
Yeah, really happy for our guys. I thought we played good in the defensive end, first and foremost. I thought we did a really good job at our matchup zone and finding their better players and just making passes tough. Our defense, we were great, and then Brady obviously had a great night. He was really good on both ends there, and you know we had to get him touches every time down. If we went one or two possessions without it, I mean that's what we're telling the guys: just get him a touch inside, and something good's gonna happen. He scored a lot. He had some really nice passes as well that led to easy buckets for us.
Yeah, and he scores 26, finishes it off with an awesome dunk there at the end. So certainly a great moment for him, right? But I mean, you knew coming into the season he was gonna be your only guy with varsity experience. Was this kind of an example of what you kind of need to see from him throughout the season, or is it something where you want to spread the wealth more? What did you think about, you know, what you, the balance when as it relates to, you know, Haro scoring 26 tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he was great. I mean, we got to play through him. Mm-hmm. We got to keep finding ways to get him the ball. No matter what defense we're seeing, we got to add new ways to get him touches and try to get him the ball where he wants it there. But obviously, it's a team game too. You got to find him. And I thought our guys did a good job of realizing that he was hot and we needed him to get the rock, and we did a good job getting it to him. So team game, but yeah, we definitely want to play through him.
In a game like this where it seemed like in the first half there wasn't much of a flow either side, how are you guys able to kind of regroup, especially at halftime, and really come out and take control in the second half after it was mostly back and forth throughout the first half?
Yeah, their zone slowed us down a little bit there. Credit to them. They did a good job packing it in and not giving easy looks there. And then I thought Brady and Caden did a really good job just playing off each other, getting the ball inside and then looking for each other, whether it was a short corner touch or a high post touch. I thought those guys really worked together there. And I thought our bench guys came in and had some nice assists too. Like Jake Donworth came in, got a big offensive rebound, kick out three. Brody Peters had a nice play. I think his first touch of the second half, he drove baseline and made a nice pass. So I thought we had some really key assists.
All right. Don't want to keep it too long. It's getting late here, but you got Webster City to open up conference play. What's your outlook for that game here on Friday night?
Yeah, they'll be really good. I watched them a little bit last night. They'll be really aggressive on the defensive end. They got some really good athletes, and they're hard nosed, and I'm sure they'll pressure the heck out of us, and we gotta take care of the ball and run our stuff. So, yeah, that'll be a really good test for us on Friday.
All right, that's HD Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson. Thanks for the time, and congrats on the win.
Hey, thanks a lot.